understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning, and we're off to the races today. After the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, Long Shot wins 23-1. How about that? A lot of local stuff going on here in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond. First of all, we will get to the grim reminder that this week there will be a public funeral for Deputy Rick Coyle. That will be on Friday at 2 p.m. at the Crittenden County High School campus inside of Rocket Arena. Of course, you know that Deputy Coyle was mortally wounded on April 2nd during a confrontation while he was in the line of duty out in rural Crittenden County, and he languished in the hospital for a few weeks before succumbing to his injuries. He was shot in the head during that confrontation, and it was an injury that he was unable to overcome. And that funeral, again, the public funeral, I think the family is also having a private service just for themselves. But the nature of Deputy Coyle's contributions to this community demands a public funeral, and that's what they have decided to do on Friday out at Rocket Arena. And the school district has announced that there will be no school on Friday. No school on Friday as a symbolic gesture of how important Officer Coyle was to the school district. As you know, he was the SRO, the school resource officer, and had been for a couple of years. Rick had retired from the Chicago Police Department and moved here several years ago, and had taken on this role in the school district. Just happened to be out working with the sheriff's department that day on a call, and was mortally wounded in that incident. Tragic situation. I'm going to read you his obituary right now that was released yesterday by Gilbert Funeral Home. Richard Joseph Rick Coyle, 58, of Marion, passed away April 30th, 2026, at his home in Marion. Rick was a Crittenden County Sheriff's Deputy and SRO for the Crittenden County School District. He retired from the Chicago Police Department in 2019 and also formerly worked at the Will County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. Survivors include his wife, Jamie Coyle of Marion, a sister, Anna Maria Laculo of Chicago, nieces Jessica Laculo, Marissa Laculo, and Amanda Laculo, and a mother-in-law, Marguerite Garner. He was preceded in death by his parents, Richard and Carmela Coyle, and a father-in-law, Roy Garner. Services are 2 p.m. Friday, May 8th at Rocket Arena in Marion, Kentucky, with a private committal service later that day. Donations may be made to Supporting Heroes at supportingheroes.org or the Chicago Police Memorial Fund at cpdmemorial.org. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And we'll be right back in just a moment with more this morning.
Crittenden County Attorney Bart Frazier asked for the community's vote in the primary election May 19th. Frazier is a fourth-generation Crittenden Countyan, dedicated to strengthening the county and making it a safer and better place for every family. Frazier is conservative, pro-life, and a lifetime member of the NRA. Frazier asks for your vote May 19th for Crittenden County Attorney, paid for by candidate.
Well, one thing I want to remind you of, in case it has not crossed your desk this week or your calendar, whatever, it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday this week. So do your best to honor your mother this week in whatever form that takes. Honor your mother. This morning, there will be a Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce event at the Pristine Marine Shop. This is a new business in Crittenden County. It's out actually outside the city limits. It's out on Mott City Road. A lot of you probably know the location as the former Basic Bike Shop. It was most recently Right Temp. Of course, Right Temp moved to town just a few weeks back. But this is Pristine Marine. They will be doing all sorts of work for boat owners. That will include detailing, maintenance, and repair. And again, that will be on Mott City Road this morning. 11:30 a.m. is the formal ribbon cutting time. However, the open house will be from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. I want to remind you that early excused balloting will open this week for Crittenden County's upcoming primary election. Now, this is excused voting, and it begins May 6th. That's on Wednesday and runs through the following Wednesday, May 13th. Now, this is not to be confused with early unexcused voting, which is May 14th through 16th. Now, excused voting is typically for individuals who will be out of the town, or out of town, I should say, on Election Day. Unexcused early voting is just for anyone. You don't have to have an excuse. You just go do it. And that's, again, May 14th through 16th. That'll be next week. But excused voting applies if you are a registered voter and can't be present during voting day, usually due to circumstances like being out of the county or the state for whatever reason, out of town working, medical issues, military duty, work schedules, just conflict with voting hours, or just some people may be serving as election officers during election. Therefore, they need to go ahead and cast their ballots early. Age, illness, and disability otherwise can also be a factor. So check with the county clerk's office if you're curious as to whether you can go ahead and do that. Now, early unexcused voting time is during regular office hours at the county office complex in Marion. You know, something that I just flipped through here on my desk that I should have reminded you when I was discussing Deputy Coyle's death is that this coming Saturday out at the Crittenden County Fairgrounds, the Lions Club will be hosting a car show. And all proceeds will benefit the Coyle family. And you can still make local donations to the Coyle family at Farmers Bank and Trust, a company in Marion or any other locations around West Kentucky.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, congratulations goes out to some area students over at Madisonville Community College as over the past few days, that college has handed out some awards, and among the local recipients were Octavia Bradley of Crittenden County, earned the Gardner Award in Respiratory Care Brandon Sizemore of Caldwell County received the Gardner Award for Emergency Medical Services / Paramedic. And from Livingston County, Luke Young was recognized by the Emergency Medical Services Paramedic Program as well. And I don't know how many of you read the Crittenden Press. If you do not, I would encourage you to do so. So much more local news in the newspaper. What I give you here is just the very tip of the iceberg, and what you get on social media, again, as well, just the tip of the iceberg. And we go so much more into depth on news, sports, and also historic information and fun stuff in the Crittenden Press. And one of those fun things, if you ask me, is the, and you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you anyway, if you don't mind. We have a feature called Throwback Thursday. It's in the Crittenden Press. And we go back into our archives, which date back to the 1800s, 1879 to be exact. But we go back 50 years and 25 years and 10 years and pull out some really interesting stuff from the paper and just regurgitate it, if you will, in the press each week. And, you know, this week, if you thumb through the newspaper, you'll be able to find that throwback feature and find that on May 6, 1976, the Crittenden County High School golf team lost a match, unfortunately, to Union County. However, we mentioned the scoring members, and they were Tracy Brewer, who shot a 44, Daryl Temple shot a 45, Loy Stone shot a 47, Mike Allison came in with a 47, and Melissa Jones, Melissa Tabor, as you know her now, former golf coach, shot a 46. She played with the boys back then. And rounding out scores, Bobby Fox with a 49 and Kevin Wood with a 51. Again, you can get all these archives as well in the Crittenden Press if you subscribe to the email version. That's the e-edition. Comes out every Wednesday. We mail it right to your inbox. And with that, you get a link to newspapers.com and all of the Crittenden Press archives back to the 1800s. $32 a year. Pretty good deal, if I do say so myself. Be aware that I-24 has some restrictions that started on Friday. They shifted into a new work zone configuration, and that's going to last through November. During this work, there's a big lane shift, so you'll be head-to-head over on one side of the interstate, and eventually when that work is done on the other side, they'll flip-flop that, and you'll go back. But this is going to last for several months, so be aware of that. It's in Lyon County, there on I-24 between mile points 45 and 50 near exit 45, which takes you on to Kentucky 293, if you know where that's at. All right, now we're going to move into sports, and we're going to start down in Livingston County, where Livingston Central High School senior Talon Sanchez has signed a letter of intent to continue his track and field efforts at Cedarville University, which caps one of the most decorated high school careers in track and field at Livingston County in the history of the school. He owns four state track and field medals and three school records. So he's established himself as really a standout in the 110 and 300 meter hurdles. And all this without Livingston Central even having a track for him to practice on. He has to do it out in the parking lot, I think. But he competes all over West Kentucky in meets, oftentimes the only representative from Livingston Central. But despite those limitations, he has developed as one of the area's best hurdlers, and recently, late last week, signed a letter of intent with Cedarville, and that is an NCAA Division II program up in Ohio. So best wishes to Talon Sanchez as he takes his talents to the collegiate level.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Now, if you're a runner yourself, be aware that there is a 5K run and a fun walk scheduled for Marion Crittenden County Park, May 23rd. That's on a Saturday. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. and the race will start at 9 a.m. This is a race to support Cumberland River Homes, a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing safe and supportive living environments for its residents. Participation in this event will cost you $25 with free entry for children 12 and under. Now, that's the price if you register ahead of race day, and you can do that by calling 270-988-4913 or emailing BLock. That's Braden Locke, excuse me. He will be coordinating this, and his email address is blocke@crhilc.org, and you can find that information in your Crittenden Press. This is going to be a race where they're going to allow runners and walkers to dress in their favorite superhero attire just to add to the atmosphere of the run. But you don't have to. You can go out there in sneakers and shorts and run in this race. A whole lot coming up here this week in Lady Rocket softball. The girls will be at home tonight with a doubleheader, a varsity doubleheader, that is, against Hopkins Central. And then they will be at home to finish up a game that was paused for rain last week on Thursday with Lyon County coming in. That game was in the bottom of the third inning. That's a key fifth district matchup. Lady Rockets will be on the road Friday at Paducah-Tillman and then back home on Saturday to host another doubleheader against Caldwell County and Hickman County. So a whole lot of softball this week for the Lady Rockets, if it doesn't rain. And the baseball team coming off a big win over Union County over the weekend. A nice victory for them on, that was on Friday night. And they will be back in action this week, starting this evening at 5:30 p.m., they will be on the road at Heritage Christian down in Hopkinsville. And then tomorrow at Lyon County, the Rockets will play the Lions in a key 5th District matchup. That's 5:30 p.m. First pitch. And then, as they've been doing all season long, they will follow up and play the Lions at home here back-to-back. And that game will be Thursday night at 5:30, and then on Friday Hopkins Central comes to town for a varsity JV doubleheader, and then the Rockets will be down at Marshall County on Saturday to take on the Marshals and former Rocket coach Devin Belt. So baseball team and softball team on a big run this week with a lot of games as season begins to wind down. And speaking of winding things down, we're going to wind this up this morning. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.